All right. Good evening, everybody. This is Blaine Watson, Sr. And we have Blaine Watson,
Jr.
All right. The dynamic duo back on our podcast again. Today, it is Tuesday, April 28th, 2020. We are in the midst of, you know, school closure with the COVID-19 coronavirus. Issues around the nation right now. Students are not in school. So we've decided to create a podcast to talk about how much we miss school and we value school.
See.
So we're going to go ahead and get started. You know, we have some questions we're going to talk about today and some topics we're going to discuss. And Junior is hopeful that this opportunity to talk about what he misses at school is going to get back to his principal, Mrs. Castleberry, and his wonderful teacher, Ms. Spreacherbach. So before we start, Junior, do you want to say anything to the audience before we jump into our question?
Let me think about that. No, thanks.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
All right. Excellent. All right.
I actually have one thing to
Absolutely.
Say.
Go ahead, buddy.
Did you ever feel lonely being by yourself?
Yeah, I feel lonely being by myself. That's why I like being with you all the time, because you keep me company. Right?
Well, always remember to have, even your parents are friends, even though they're your parents, but they're really friends of yours.
That's awesome advice. Thank you so much for starting our episode with advice for our audience, especially you kids who are listening. Remember, you know, your parents are your friends. And also parents, you know, I'm really happy that I'm doing this podcast with my son. This is a great opportunity to build in our relationship. So we're going to go and get started today with our central question. The central question for today is really about, what do we miss the most about Lincoln Elementary, where all lions roar? Okay. And so, Junior, we're going to go ahead and start off with our first question. The first question that we're thinking about, and Junior has been is really anxious to share on, is what do you miss the most about Lincoln High School? Not Lincoln High School. You're not in high school yet.
That'd be cool, right?
You're only six, about to be seven.
But I look like eight.
You do. You're a big guy. So, Junior, talk to me. What do you miss the most about Lincoln Elementary School?
Oh, the important part I miss about school is always doing my math and making friends.
Always doing your math and making friends. That's a great response, young man.
When you have more friends,
It's okay. Take your time.
You have more fun.
Yeah. So let's talk about friendships. You know, I remember last year we started doing our podcast, and you had your buddy. You were in kindergarten last year, and you had a buddy who was in third grade, right? Casey.
No, fifth.
Fifth grade, Casey. He was in fifth grade. Now
he's in sixth grade.
He's in sixth grade.
He's not in Lincoln anymore.
He's not in Lincoln anymore. He's in middle school, right?
Yeah.
So do you have a buddy now? Do you have an older buddy?
Oh, no.
No?
But when I'm in second grade, they might show me what kind of buddy I'm having in, like, pre-K.
Okay.
Because pre-K plus third grade equals fifth grade, and then you go, and then you see them in fifth grade.
That's interesting. So what you're telling me is
because they only have two ways. There's only two ways to go, and for third grade there's two ways to go too.
So what I hear you saying is that when you're in third grade. You're going to be the older buddy of a kid in pre-K or in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And you're looking
forward to pre-K.
And you're looking forward to that because you can be a mentor for that kid, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about this idea of friendships at Lincoln. You know, one of the things that as a parent I really love about Lincoln Elementary is, you know, how friendly the kids are and how excited you, when you come home, you talk about your friendships, right? You have a lot of good friends.
Yeah.
So what are the names of, give me the name of one of your better friends, one of your best friends in Miss Spreacherbach's class.
Oh, I can't decide. There's too many friends.
You have too many friends, but I mean, if you were to choose one, just one friend, who would that friend be? Just one.
I have to give it to Ryan.
Ryan? You have to give it to Ryan. So what? Let's describe, what are the qualities that make Ryan a good friend?
Oh, he's really nice.
He's really nice, huh?
Yes.
Okay, that's great to have nice friends, right? What I like about friendships is that friends can also be not just nice, but also trustworthy.
Yes.
Right? Friends can also be helpful.
Yes.
Friends can also be supportive.
Yes.
Oh. Are those some things that describe Ryan?
Oh, sí.
Oh, sí. Oh, we're speaking Spanish today? Muy bien. Okay. do you have any other ideas or any other characteristics that describe Ryan?
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, when we're talking about describing, remember, describing is an adjective.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, you know, adjectives. What are some words that describe your friendship with Ryan?
He's like the best. Even though I just saw him this year, he's just so kind. I can't even stop looking at him.
Okay, so he's so kind because you can't stop looking at him, right?
I just play with him all the time.
Oh, okay. So he's a good friend. You play with him all the time. And you think about him all the time because he's a really good friend. You miss him now?
I never saw my friend.
Excellent. Okay.
There's only one friend who I can speak to that's really close by.
Who's that?
Taj.
Oh, but Taj doesn't go to Lincoln.
But he's really close by to our house.
So let's bring up Taj in the next episode we do, right? We'll talk about our friends that were close to our family, yeah, and that we play sports with, right? That'd be the next episode.
Yeah.
So
the next episode, to tell you guys, the next episode will be tomorrow when is you gonna wake up?
Well, I don't know if we're gonna do an episode tomorrow morning, so we'll think about that. Let's put some thought into when we
tomorrow
want to do the next episode.
Tomorrow morning, okay? At 10.
Excellent. Okay. So the second part, you mentioned two things. You mentioned what you miss about Lincoln is that you miss your friendships, but you also miss math. And, you know, I will say that Mommy and I are really proud of you because you're really good at mathematics and you really like mathematics. You're kind of a math whiz. So let's talk about...
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah. What story?
Everybody listen to the story.
Go ahead. Is this a math story?
Yes.
Go ahead. Let's start.
One time there was a little boy named Blaine who had a pile of work.
A pile of work?
Yes.
Okay.
That was me.
Okay.
And guess what?
What happened?
Since I was so good at math, it was all math papers, I just finished it in one day.
Oh, you're talking about all the math work that you got from school, the learning packet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you breezed through that math work, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of that math work. What are some of the math concepts? What are some of the math concepts that you're learning that you really enjoy learning?
Quick tens.
Oh, yeah. Talk to us. Describe what are quick tens?
So like when you see a 10 in number, you take out the 10 from, it could be 18, 19, 20 if you take out two 10s.
Mm.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 19 and 20.
Got it. Okay. So quick tens is just a strategy, right? An approach
quick tens, mm-hmm, and ones. The ones are circles. There's two ways to do it. You can put the circles first or the X.
Excellent.
And there's one thing or line.
Okay.
When you get to 100 or quick tens, guess what?
What happens?
You draw a big box.
Okay.
That means 100.
And what do you put inside the box?
Nothing, unless you want to put dots.
Okay.
100 dots.
Oh, that'd be a lot of work. 100 dots?
No, just have to dot, 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 dot.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of work. No? No.
You just have to.
You have to be patient, right, to do it?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So, you know, we talked about two things today. We talked about how you miss Lincoln Elementary. You miss your friendships at Lincoln. And you also miss your math work.
Stop right there.
Well, we're going to close the episode right now because we want to close at about 10 minutes. Hold on, Junior. Because we have people on the episode who are listening. Right? So we want to make sure that we finish well. And so is there a message you want to give first to any of the teachers and adults at Lincoln Elementary, what's one thing you can tell them right now that you'd like to tell them if they were in front of you? Ms. Spreacherbach and also Ms. Castleberry and all the great teachers at Lincoln, what's one thing you would like to tell them?
The always don't worry about the coronavirus. It's a big deal, but just stay at home.
Excellent. That's a great advice. What advice would you like to give to your peers, your classmates?
To never go outside without permission.
Good. All right.
Or without anybody seeing you.
Oh yeah, you definitely can't go outside by yourself, right?
Because there's a lot of coronavirus people happening in Los Angeles.
Excellent. Well, I think those are great points to leave this episode on. And
Mom, let's stop right there.
We are. We're about to stop right now.
No, I'm saying let's stop right there
We're going to stop there. No. Thank you. We have to sign off.
Do you have anything to say?
Oh, you're asking me. Okay. No, I just want to thank everybody at Lincoln Elementary for doing such a great job and supporting my son. He misses everybody. Thank you for the great work you do, Ms. Spreacherbach. Thank you for the great work you're doing, Mrs. Castleberry. And the team of teachers and support staff. We miss Lincoln, and we can't wait to see you again.
How about the classmates?
Yeah, we miss you.
Every single class.
We miss you, all the students. We miss you at Lincoln. We can't wait to see you soon. So this is Daddy, and this is Blaine Jr. signing off. Right? Until next time. Right? Watson out.
Watson out. Roar!
All Lincolns roar.